Wow, you're a big girl, delivered with a smile as if they hadn't publicly questioned my ability to walk away from a plate. Understandably, they had no idea that the giant before them was an impressionable, introverted child with no say in what or how much was on her plate. No one wants to admit it, but a person doesn't get fat by themselves. I didn't come out of the womb craving McNuggets and Oreos. The system planted that gluttonous seed in my malleable mind. It was the man, with buckets of fried chicken deals and $1 pizza slices. Meanwhile, an organic apple comes with a credit check. Fuck Your Diet is a chronicle of nearly 40 years of failures mixed with conspiracy theories, supported facts, and many TMI moments. I'm stirring the pot and exposing what I believe to be the history of government policies and corporate capitalism that's affected my waistline, self-esteem, and body image. As if American economics and policy didn't do enough to screw up how and what we eat, society's unrealistic expectations of beauty are strongly suggested at every turn. We want slim waists and muscles when our meals are extra large and full of fillers. Whatever damage the system didn't do, there was always landmines at home. Early childhood eating habits, often created by parents who didn't know how to break the processed food cycle, laid the foundation for a lifetime of nutritionless and emotional eating. Take my earliest memories of breakfast, for example. A bowl of sunshine. When I was growing up, my mother was my beauty icon. Stunning, petite, long black hair that flowed down her back. She's the reason I told people I have Indian in my family, when in actuality, she was born and raised in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, by parents who landed here by way of the Great Migration. During my ugly years, I was furious with her for not giving me more of her genetics. Where was my light brown skin, high cheekbones, and small waist? Yes, I know it sounds absurd, a prepubescent girl comparing herself to her grown mother, but we were already damn near the same height, so I figured our parents should match. Convinced I was adopted, I stare at photo albums of my parents and imagine what their real biological child would have looked like. Each morning at school, all the little boys would make it a point to say, "Good morning, Chloe's mom." That was the only time they glanced my way. During the week, breakfast wasn't a big production. I sit at the table alone. Mom placed a bowl in front of me containing the finest instant maple and brown sugar oatmeal, steam still rising. A pat of salted butter melted over the mound. Then came a cup of cold whole milk, which I slowly poured over the top, mixing the hot and cold together. My yin and yang, if you will. It was as if I were a Michelin star chef presenting some deconstructed meal to the rich and pretentious. The milk represents the cold reality we face when we step out into the world, and the warmth of the oats is what grounds us to nature. Feast upon this and feel as if you've just pissed on yourself in an air-conditioned car. And last, it's embarrassing to write this, a generous drizzle of Hershey's chocolate syrup was added, elevating the flavors to juvenile diabetes. You don't understand. This was the only way I would eat oatmeal. "Mom, I need more chocolate syrup." "There's no more," she yelled from the kitchen. "What?" I'd whine. "It tastes nasty." "Girl, it is not nasty. You have enough stuff in there already." "I don't want it." "You're going to eat it. I'm not playing with you." Honestly, I don't even remember how the concoction came to be. My mother was probably rushing one day and I threw a fat kid tantrum over breakfast. Since she never liked throwing out good food and chocolate was legit my first word, she threw some syrup on it and thus began my bad eating habits. Despite how crazy this sounds, this shouldn't reflect badly on my mom. Yes, she was potentially taking years off my life, but this was the only way she knew how to tame the beast. I lived for breakfast cereal. I still have an affinity for it today. Honey Nut Cheerios with some rice milk is my jam. Although my childhood oatmeal recipe was gag-worthy, my mother, ironically,